The airwalk epidemic did not last. In 1997, the sales of the company began to falter. They had production problems and had difficulty filling their orders. In critical locations, Airwalk failed to supply enough product for the back-to-school season, and their once loyal distributors began to turn against them. At the same time, the company began to lose that cutting-edge sensibility that it had traded on for so long. When Airwalk started, the product was directional and inventive. The shoes were very forward, said Chad Farmer. We maintained the trendsetter focus on the marketing, but the product began to slip. The company began to listen more and more to the sales staff, and the product started to get that homogenized, mainstream look. Everybody loved the marketing. In focus groups that we do, they still talk about how they miss it. But the number one complaint is, what happened to the cool product? Lambesis's whole strategy was based on translating innovator shoes for the majority. But suddenly, Airwalk wasn't an innovator shoe anymore. We made another critical mistake, Lee Smith, the former president of Airwalk, says. We had a segmentation strategy where the small, independent core skate shops, the 300 boutiques around the country who really created us, had a certain product line that was exclusive to them. They didn't want us to be in the mall. So what we did was we segmented our product. We said to the core shops, you don't have to compete with the malls. It worked out very well. The boutiques were given the technical shoes, different designs, better materials, more expensive uppers. Smith said, we had a special signature model, the Tony Hawk, for skateboarding, which was a lot beefier and more durable. It would retail for about $80. The shoes Airwalk distributed to Kinney's or Champs or Foot Locker, meanwhile, were less elaborate and would retail for about $60. The innovators always got to wear a different, more exclusive shoe than everybody else. The mainstream consumer had the satisfaction of wearing the same brand as the cool kids. But then, at the height of their success, Airwalk switched strategies. They stopped giving the specialty shops their own shoes. That's when the trendsetters started to get a disregard for the brand, says Farmer. They started to go to their boutiques where they got their cool stuff, and they realized that everyone else could get the very same shoes at JCPenney. Now, all of a sudden, Lambesis was translating mainstream products for the mainstream. The epidemic was over.